Okay, enough about dying. Here's a story about cheating death with the help of some friends and eventually an entire community. Picture this, a temple space in vibrant hues of red and orange. The floors are lined with thick carpets with intricate patterns. A giant golden Buddha statue gazes down from an elevated stage. The monks sit with their eyes closed in the pose of the Buddha, clad in bright orange robes, chanting in endless repetitions. Nope, we're not somewhere in Southeast Asia. This temple, Lao Pruta Tomaram, is in a scrappy part of South Philadelphia, surrounded by building supply stores and car repair shops. Last year, the chanting of Paitun Fajanta La, he's the head monk at this temple, almost came to an end.
One time, he said it just happened spontaneously. He didn't know what happened, but he got the tightness on his chest.
Fajanta La is from Laos. He's 65 years old, a stocky man with a broad smile, a round shaved head, and a big belly. His English is limited, so Sutisha Giat Gosunkun, who worships at this temple, is translating for me.
And he got all the sweaty, so people in the temple brought him to the hospital, and he got diagnosed with a heart attack.
Sutisha is a nurse, and she told a former colleague, Brad Rosenfield, about what had happened to the monk.
Frankly, I was surprised because I always associate the lifestyle of a Buddhist monk with being stress-free and peaceful.
Rosenfield is a clinical psychologist at the Philadelphia College of Osteopathic Medicine, and he was intrigued by what he had heard, so he decided to investigate. He found out that the monks at the temple, there are six of them living upstairs on simple cots, get by solely on donations from community members, alms.
And the food that they donate is the food that they think is very special, of course, because they love and respect the monks. So the type of food that they think is very special is the type of thing they might bring to a party.
The community around the temple is mostly immigrants from Laos. Food is a big part of life and best in abundance.
Just an explosion of food, more food than anybody could possibly eat.
Some of the favorites include sweet sticky rice, fried spring rolls, succulent pieces of pork. Sutisha Giat Gosunkun says some people bring food to the temple every day.
I have seen a lot of the fried stuff. I have seen a lot of the sweet stuff. Coconut banana dessert and banana leaf, that's what she brought with her.
But it turns out food wasn't the only culprit. As Brad Rosenfield did more health detective work, he also learned that the monks spent most of their day meditating.
This is seated meditation. So with the combination of the unhealthy food, the sedentary lifestyle, in addition to the fact that we found that the monks did not have insurance, health insurance, so they weren't getting regular health care, this was like the perfect storm for cardiovascular disease.
Rosenfield enlisted the help of his colleagues and students at the College of Osteopathic Medicine. They volunteered their time to get the monks enrolled in Medicare. They observed what kinds of foods people were bringing to the temple and talked to them about healthier options. They made posters with pictures to get around language barriers. Rosenfield was worried at first about how people would react, but he says out of love for the monks, most people wanted to do whatever it took to keep them healthy.
We've moved from the fatty foods to more chicken, more fish, grilling and baking and boiling rather than frying, which is ubiquitous.
Rosenfield and his colleagues recently set up a health fair at the temple.
We have 150 shots today, so...
A huge pot of Vietnamese noodle soup bubbled in the corner. The air smelled deliciously of basil and lime. And people lined up for flu shots, diabetes screens, and blood pressure checks before sitting down for a bowl of pho. Temple President Kuni Villafan says this is a trusted place, and it creates a bridge between separate worlds.
It's two different generations talking to each other with different language. So this is where they found comfort of coming to talk about their problem.
Villafan is alluding to some of the strong beliefs held by older members of the temple, which can make buying into Western medicine difficult. It's something Brad Rosenfield has come across frequently.
If you're having a heart problem or a stomach problem, or even you have a headache, it might be because the spirits are angry. You may have offended the spirits in some way.
Rosenfield says he works around this by saying that the spirits are offering a solution or an opportunity in the shape of a few nice people in white coats. And the monks have been responding. Here's head monk Paitun Vajontala with translator Sutisha.
He said that after Dr. Brad came in and teach him how to change the way he eat, so now before he big on the sticky rice, now he eat more brown rice. And he said that he also recommended not eat to the high-fat diet, so he cut down all the high-fat food and eat more vegetables. And also he do more the walking, the exercise.
Rosenfield beams as the monk talks about his progress. They chat for a minute more, and then Vajontala has to leave for his first primary care doctor's appointment since getting health insurance.
Thank you. Good luck.
Good luck.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Yes.
Bong ni.
Rosenfield's work at the temple is picking up international interest. He recently spoke about it at a conference in Thailand, where monks are experiencing similar health issues. He says getting the South Philly monks into exercising and nutrition has had a ripple effect. Since they are beloved role models, community members have started to embrace the new mantra of healthy living.
Cheers.